I thought he was moving around well. Yeah, you know, we, you know, it was a lighter practice just with the short week. We'll have a more physical practice tomorrow, and we'll be able to tell better. But I thought he was moving around well today. Yeah, I would say it's getting better and better every day. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you know, offensively, they've, you know, obviously Locker's been injured, but when he's in there, he's made a lot of plays for him. He's athletic. He's got a strong arm. You know, he's played a lot of football in this league. When Whitehurst went in there, you know, he's played well. He looks like he runs the offense the way Wiz wants it to be run. And they have a very good offensive package. Coach Wisenhunt does a great job with that scheme and what they do. At tight end, Delanie Walker is one of the best in the league. They've got a really strong receiving core. Their running backs, even though there's been some injuries there, the guys that have played, the rookie Sankey, he's playing well for them. Their offensive line is big and athletic, so it's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge for us, just like it is every week. Defensively, they're stout, they're tough, they're athletic. They play well as a defense together. They communicate well. You know, it'll be a big challenge for us on that side of the ball also, like it is every week. Special teams-wise, good kicker, good punter, guys that can return the ball, punt returners, kick returners. So we've got to be on top of our game in that area too. And, you know, it's the same every week. You know, different schemes, different players, but every week's a big challenge, and this is no different. Yeah, he's a hell of a football player. You know, I would say up front that we better make sure that we know where he is on every play. You know, I don't think so. We just try to look at what they've done with both quarterbacks. Some of it's different. Some of it's the same. You know, Coach Wisenhunt, like I said, he's got a great background in offensive football here in this league. And so, you know, we can go back and look at, you know, times where he's been in Pittsburgh, Arizona, and obviously here in Tennessee. And, you know, we just have to do a good job preparing for the scheme, not necessarily the individual player. You know, I probably would say that right now. I would say that, but I thought he moved around well today. And then, you know, tomorrow will be a little bit more of a physical practice. Today was a lighter practice, but and we'll be, you know, we'll be able to tell better tomorrow.
You said, I guess, they do a little bit things different if it's Locker or
sometimes, you know, some of it's the same. Some. We, you know, I said to the team and our coaching staff today after practice, because of the short week, we all have to put in extra time. You know, that's the type of week it is. You know, we played Monday night. Everybody's got to put in a little extra every day. And for the players, that means maybe extra film study, maybe studying Locker, studying Whitehurst, you know, in addition to taking care of their bodies and getting themselves ready to play the game. For the coaching staff, it just means, you know, we've just got to get in there and work as hard as we've been working all year, and until we get the game plan nailed in the way we want it. And we're on the right track right now. You know, I would say that a lot of that is overrated, Brian. I think that, you know, he might be able to tell us something about, you know, individual player skills or something like that. Jeff Adams, too, you know, our tackle that was there, too. So, but I would say, for the most part, in my experience with that type of stuff, those things are pretty overrated. Yeah, I really don't think it affects it too much. I think we would have to go back and make sure that we watched all of Mettenberger's snaps and what they did with him in the preseason and things like that. But I don't think it changes too much. I think that at the end of the day, the Titans do what they do. They have a strong belief in certain things that they do. They're going to, they're going to run the football. They're going to do a great job of setting up, taking shots down the field. They have a really good, I think, short to intermediate passing game. They're going to do what they do. Of course, the different quarterback skill sets do come into play in certain things that they do. You know, Locker's a good runner. You know, he's an athletic guy back there. So, you know, we have to, like I was saying to James, put in some extra time on all the quarterbacks.
Bill, you always talk about week to week and not, you know, looking ahead. But, I mean, how different would 4-4 be versus 3-5 for you guys and the mindset and even the direction of the season?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you win, it's just, especially in the way it's going right now, you know, we've lost some close games. We've given up big leads and you know, then had to come back from being a long way down. And we've fought hard. Like I said to you guys yesterday, I mean, this team's really fighting to stay in these games, and we have to correct the details. And I think anytime you win, winning cures everything. You know, winning, like I used to say this all the time, you know, just being from Massachusetts and Cape Cod and stuff, you know, winning's like salt water. It cures everything. You know, it really does. So there's nothing better than a win. So, yeah, sure, I would say that would be 4-4 would be a lot better than 3-5, stating the obvious.
When you hear there's reports, maybe it's Mettenberg, maybe somebody, and you don't know who's going to be the quarterback, can you just avoid that altogether and stick with how you want to prepare? You kind of eavesdrop on what's going on in Tennessee and think about, did Locker practice more today? Is he getting, you know, is he moving along well? Or, I mean,
No, I understand what you're asking. I think we have to be aware. I mean, as a coaching staff, we have to be aware. I don't think in teaching our game plan to our players, you know, we have to make sure that within the game plan they know, hey, look, if this is the guy that's playing quarterback, it may be more of this. If it's him, it may be more of that. Let's make sure we study the cut up the right way, you know, things like that. But we spend time really here, especially this week, James, worrying about ourselves, you know, taking care of our own jobs and making sure that you know, all of us understand our roles in the game. We're trying to be, you know, as well prepared as we can for the Tennessee Titans because they're a big challenge, but we've got to get a lot of our own things corrected too.
We asked about, I think we last asked about the opposing game 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Brian asked about him yesterday.
Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
What have you seen from him
on the practice? I felt like he had a good practice week last week. I really did. I think that what happens is on game day when you're putting your 46-man roster together, a lot of things come into play. The other team scheme, you know, maybe we need some more DBs than we need receivers or defensive linemen comes into play or special teams definitely comes into play. You know, how many linebackers we want to bring to the game. I think that Pose has really worked very hard this year. He'll continue to work hard. He's a good teammate. He's a good guy. And I believe eventually guys like that keep working hard, they get their shot. That's what I said to Brian yesterday. I believe that eventually if he keeps working and improving, he'll get his shot.
Thank you.